Episode 3. How to Build Self-Confidence. Strategies for Personal Growth to Think More Positively. Welcome to our exclusive podcast series, a transformative journey designed to guide you towards radiant self-confidence and unshakable self-esteem. Through these 5 episodes, we'll delve into deep strategies, share inspiring stories, and provide you with practical tools to elevate your self-perception and enrich your life's journey. Prepare to be inspired, motivated, and transformed. Each episode is a step towards the best version of yourself. Don't miss this opportunity for personal transformation. Dive into listening and start actively shaping your future now. Welcome to the 3rd episode of our series, where we dive into the vibrant heart of self-confidence. Today, we'll explore together powerful strategies to cultivate and strengthen this confidence that can transform our lives. Self-confidence is not something static. It's a dynamic force that can be developed with intention and practice. Today, we're going to discover practical tools that have helped people around the world to stand proudly in their own light. Exploring strategies. One of the first strategies is positive visualization. Imagine yourself succeeding before you even start a task. Think of an athlete preparing for a race. They see themselves crossing the finish line, feeling the joy and accomplishment before the race even begins. Consider also the power of affirmations. These positive repeated statements can reshape your inner dialogue, propelling you from uncertainty to clarity and assurance. An example: repeat each morning, "I am competent, I am capable, and I deserve success." Another technique is to regularly challenge yourself. This could be as simple as starting a conversation with a stranger or enrolling in a course that intrigues you. Each small challenge overcome paves the way to increased confidence. Let me share the story of Victoria, a listener who, by applying these strategies, went from avoiding presentations at work to leading them with assurance, transforming her anxiety into a calm strength that now inspires her colleagues. Before discovering the strategies we share here, Victoria was like many of us, battling fear and anxiety, especially at work. Presentations were her greatest challenge. Just the idea of standing in front of her colleagues filled her with paralyzing terror. Her voice trembled, her hands became sweaty, and the words seemed to dissipate in her mind. But Victoria decided not to let her fear dictate her career. She began using positive visualization, seeing herself speaking with confidence and clarity, captivating her audience. Every morning, she repeated powerful affirmations, affirming her competence and her ability to succeed. She complemented these practices with a book, alongside consulting with professionals like therapists, psychologists, or coaches to accompany her in her personal transformation process. Months passed. Gradually, these practices began to transform not only her self-perception, but also the reality of her performances. She started with smaller meetings, using every opportunity to practice her new skills. With each presentation, she gained more confidence, not by avoiding fear, but by learning to overcome it. Today, Victoria is no longer the one who avoids presentations. She is the one who requests them. She leads meetings with assurance, shares her ideas with passion, and inspires her colleagues with her calm strength and determination. Her journey has become a source of inspiration for all who know her, proving that change is not only possible, but within reach with the right tools and attitude. Victoria's story perfectly illustrates the power of the strategies we explore together. It's a living testimony that no matter where you start, with commitment and practice, you can reach heights you never imagined. Let me now tell you about Thomas, a listener who experienced a remarkable transformation. Thomas worked in a highly competitive field, where every day was a challenge to his confidence. He often felt overshadowed by his more vocal and assertive colleagues, leading him to doubt his worth and abilities. Thomas began by listening to our podcast during his morning commutes. Intrigued by the idea of regularly challenging himself, he decided to start small. His first step, speaking up during team meetings, a moment he always dreaded. Before each meeting, he practiced positive visualization, imagining himself speaking clearly and being attentively listened to by his colleagues. Over the months, Thomas not only became more comfortable speaking in public, but also began initiating projects within his team. He used affirmations to strengthen his belief in his own ideas and his ability to make a significant contribution to his work environment. He complemented these practices with a book, alongside consulting with professionals like therapists, psychologists, or coaches to accompany him in his personal transformation process. The real turning point for Thomas came when he was praised by a superior for his initiative and creativity, qualities he never believed he could demonstrate. This recognition was a defining moment, proving to him that his efforts to build his self-confidence had not only transformed his self-perception, but also had a tangible impact on his career. Thomas's story shows that even small steps can lead to significant changes. It reminds us that the courage to speak up and act, combined with daily self-strengthening practices, can open unexpected doors and lead to personal and professional success. Before we part today, I invite you to choose one of the strategies we explored today and commit to trying it this week. Confidence is built step by step, action by action. As we conclude our time together today, I want to remind you that the journey doesn't stop here. For those among you who wish to deepen your exploration, your practice, and boost your self-confidence, the book, The 7 Secrets to Boosting Self-Confidence, by Levi Holiday Green is there to guide you at every step. You'll find advice and practical exercises to strengthen your self-confidence and personal esteem. By leaning on these principles, one can learn to redefine self-perception, value successes, learn from mistakes, and embark on a path of personal improvement. These secrets could be concrete steps to help you unlock your own doors, remove barriers you've erected, and walk confidently towards your aspirations. The book, available in English as The 7 Secrets to Boost Self-Confidence, by Levi Holiday Green. The book is available in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle formats. You can find it on Amazon, on Barnes & Nobles, on Walmart, on Costco, and on several other online book sales platforms. It's also possible to order directly from a sales consultant at your favorite physical bookstore. To obtain your book, simply click on the link in the description of this podcast or visit the site linktr.ee/LeviHolidayGreen. Don't wait to start transforming your life. The moment is now. If you need deeper support, don't hesitate to complement the exercises in the book, The 7 Secrets to Boosting Self-Confidence, with a consultation with a professional, such as a therapist, psychologist, or coach, to accompany you in your personal transformation process. Every step you take on this path is a step towards a more fulfilled version of yourself. I am here to support, inspire, and guide you and I eagerly await our next meeting in the upcoming episode, where we will continue to explore this incredible journey together. Moreover, if you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, leave a warm comment, and give us 5 stars on your listening platform. Also, share the episode as widely as possible. I thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in, and I am delighted at the thought of meeting you in our next episode. Continue to cultivate your confidence, embrace your challenges, and elevate yourself towards your full potential.